Odie Norton. He's vice president for the Michigan Flyer LLC. Odie, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Now, for those of us who aren't sure what the Michigan Flyer is, tell us what your company does.
Michigan Flyer is a motor coach company that operates four luxury coaches from East Lansing Marriott location right now to the Detroit Metro Airport. We make two brief stops on the highway, one in Jackson and one in Ann Arbor. We operate 7 to 8 times a day, and we are now in our fifth year of operation, and we carry approximately 250 people each day between mid-Michigan and Detroit Metro Airport.
How did your business identify the need for the services that you provide?
Well, Michigan Flyer was a partnership that was formed in 2006 between Okemos Travel, which was owned by my family, and Indian Trails of Owosso, which is owned by a family that's been operating the finest motor coach company in the country for the last 101st year of operation. So we knew as a travel agency that once Lansing Limousine Service ceased its operation in 2002, the Lansing Area Travel Agents Association identified a real need to replace that service, and it took us 4 years till, in collaboration with the Association of Travel Agents here in Lansing, we formed the business, and there's a great need for it.
We've all been taken for a roller coaster ride when it comes to the cost of gasoline. How's it trying to operate a business when you're on that roller coaster?
Well, it's rough to deal with the cost of diesel, which, as you know, is even higher in our country than high-octane gasoline. But the positive side of it is that when gasoline hits $3.50 up to $4, we see more ridership. People recalculate their costs of driving and parking at Detroit Metro Airport. So there's an upside in our business for it.
What's the fee to go from the Marriott in East Lansing to Detroit Metropolitan Airport?
We're still on our 2006 rates of $50 round trip for one person. And it is $80 round trip for a family. So we feel it's very competitive.
Now, you are seeking a federal grant to expand your motor coach service between East Lansing and the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. And you'd like to add 7 daily trips on a new route along I-96. Talk about this.
We are actually responding to a solicitation issued by the Federal Highway Administration through the Michigan Department of Transportation. And the Michigan Department of Transportation has encouraged us to compete with other applicants throughout the country for a pot of $61 million that the Federal Highway Administration has decided that they will be distributing to applicants that succeed in this. And the criteria is such that they are looking for private partnerships that mitigate for congestion, pollution, and promote highway safety. So we hit the criteria right on, and we hope that the Federal Highway Administration sees this application as worthy just for a one-year startup cost, and we assure the Federal Highway that we will be self-sufficient after the first year. So this additional service would have us run seven operations through I-96 with one stop in Livingston County, which we've not identified the exact stop on the highway, but it needs to be right on the highway, and then Ann Arbor and on to Detroit. Our current runs operate with a quick stop in Jackson on the highway and Ann Arbor and on to Detroit. So it would give Lansing 14 operations, depends on the season, 14 to 16. And it would give Ann Arbor 14 to 16 operations. And it would retain our service in Jackson with eight and seven or eight, depending on the season. And it would give, for the first time, Livingston seven or eight operations to and from Detroit Metro.
We invited the Capital Region International Airport Authority to come on the program. They declined, but they say that if you're allowed to expand, that this will encourage travelers to fly in and out of Detroit and detract from the Lansing Airport business and the business that other businesses can take advantage of those folks who do fly from the airport. How would you respond to that?
I would respond that we have been competing directly for the self-drivers and those families who are driving to Detroit. That's been our target from day one, and that's who we've tapped. That right now we have 1,400 travelers traveling by ground between Mid-Michigan and Detroit Airport every single day. It's a huge number. Detroit Metro has 50,000 travelers that start their trip every single day in Detroit. Out of those 1,400 that make their way to Detroit by ground, we are now carrying between 200 and 250 to Detroit. So if we succeed and expand and we even double our ridership between East Lansing and Metro and we reach 400 travelers, we will still have 1,000 people getting to Detroit by means of their vehicle, which contradicts everything that we're trying to do in terms of sustainable practices.
So what you're saying is that you are, your customer is the person who was going to Detroit anyway, and you want to take the driving, leave it to you, and you are not hurting the business. Would you think it'd be a good thing for the region if we can encourage those people who are driving to fly out of Lansing?
Well, we do encourage people to fly from Lansing when it's economically feasible for them to do so. But the people make a decision on an airline ticket approximately 21 to 30 days before their trip. People buy their Michigan Flyer tickets approximately 3 to 5 days before their trip. So they come to us far beyond the time that they made a decision to fly from Grand Rapids, Flint, Detroit, or Lansing. They have four options, and they'll make their decision irrespective of Michigan Flyer. And they come to us with tickets that are already committed, non-refundable tickets, and they say, does this fit my need? And we say, yes, it does, or no, you're returning too late. Last motor coach is 9:45 p.m. You're coming back at 11:30, and they're driving. So, the decision where to fly from, Bishop Airport, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Detroit, has not been impacted much by Michigan Flyer. And they've said, even the Lansing Airport have acknowledged this in the past that they haven't seen. You know, all seven trips that Delta makes between Lansing and Detroit are 80 to 90% full. There really isn't, we don't compete with an airline. There isn't a community in the world that would kibosh their inner city bus service because an airline says that it creates competition.